Blog Talk Radio.
Dennis Lattis. Dennis Lattis. Dennis Lattis. Dennis Lattis. Let's go. Let's go.
Another time, your boy Dennis live, and check it out, man. This topic here is gonna be the bomb. It's the flamer. We gonna talk about relationship choices. Relationship choices, man. And I know this is gonna be ridiculous, man, because you know I got my people on the line. They called in early because, man, this right here is gonna be so funny. Let me turn my music down a little bit. You know how it is. We can't afford a producer yet. But I'll get one soon. Okay, check it out, man. The topic of the day is, well, it's two questions. I want to say breaking it down, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, why do good girls and boys like naughty girls and boys? Meaning that, why do good people like naughty people? You know what I'm saying? Also make them a dip or a sidekick. So I guess making them a dip or a sidekick, meaning that, you know, you that side chick or that side dude or whatever case you want to be. While the good guys and good girls get treated bad in a relationship and they label soft, too nice, a safety net, and also get cheated on or let go. Wow. That's kind of crazy. Because, you know, if you're a good guy or a good girl, you feel like you're doing home right. And then you turn around as you being treated as being labeled soft, too nice, or safety net. Well, I don't know, man. What we're going to do is, man, we're gonna sit back. We're going to ride this topic out. So what I'm going to do is, before I bring my guest in on the line, I'm going to go ahead and play this little music real quick, and we're going to pay these little bills. I'm going to give you a little drink. Drink me some Kool-Aid, that is. And then we're going to come on back, and we're going to do our thing. All right, y'all. Out. Okay, I'm back. Okay, both of them are in the box, man. So, you know what, I'm going to do it like this, man. I'm going to bring in my boy Meekus. What's going on, Meek Dog? You there?
What's up, Dennis? What's up, man?
How you feeling, bro, man? Glad to have you back, man.
Man, blessed. Thank you for having me back, man. This is a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, man, anytime, man. You know what, man? It's just so crazy, man, how we was talking about this topic. I was like, man, let me get my guys back on the line. So, you know, I have to bring y'all back in, man. So I also got another guest, man. Man, my boy L. Biller. L. Biller, you in the building?
Yeah, what's going down with it? What's going down with it?
What's going down, big dog? How you feeling today?
Nothing much. Oh,
hey, man,
look, you know. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you, man.
I'm just riding around, you know, doing my thing down here in this crazy loop, watching all the people, you know, buying gifts, not only for their wives, but for their mistresses and their mistresses to the mistresses.
Oh, so, wow.
In this madness of that, considering the topic that you were speaking about, why do good girls choose bad boys and vice versa? You know, it's crazy. But go ahead, D.
Well, I mean, I just said, when you said mistresses, do you describe a mistress as a dip or a side chick?
The mistress is most definitely the side chick. the dip is simply that. You go in, you dip, and you dip on out. You don't spend any time with it. It is what it is, straight to the point.
Hey, wait a minute, because I hear you back there laughing, man. I mean, do you agree with that?
100%, man, 100%, and that goes for both guys and females, you know what I'm saying? Exactly like what LB said, that's exactly how it is.
Oh, wow. Well, look, man, I'm going to tell you, like, well, go ahead, LB, I know you was about to say something when it cuts off. Go ahead, man.
Unfortunately, I hate to hurt a lot of people's feelings for the holidays, but I'm just going to be here to let you know 100%. If that guy calls you on Christmas and says, Happy Holiday, Merry Christmas to you, and he looks like he bought some stuff from off the Victoria's Secret table, you are not that main bitch. If he's giving you a call. if you only got a bottle of cologne, guys, you went out here, you would have spent about $200-$300 on her gift. Trust me and believe me, you are not that main guy. You are the side guy that she was trying to come up on.
Wait a minute. So we got to come up with a top 10, huh?
Man,
well, you know what?
Man,
go ahead. I'll listen to you.
It is what it is. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand where you stand at in your relationship. Has he met your mother? Have you met her mother and father?
Ooh.
You know, that
right.
determines a whole lot of whether you are a side piece. Have you met this person's kids?
Wow.
Have you spent any time with this person's kids? If you only hear of the kids in the background, you are not the main one. Trust me.
Hey, well, this go for the guys and the girls, or did this get really go for
this,
a dip,
this
you just addressing
the
dip
goes
of the side?
For the guys. This goes for the guys and the girls. Because, see, what happens is a lot of times, a lot of women want to turn around and say, well, it's not the right time to meet your child and this, that, and the other. And well, when is the right time? We've been dating for 6 months now. When is the right time? Not in when it took you to the Gucci restaurant to eat. You know how much the Gucci restaurant costs?
Wow.
You still haven't met your child.
Well, look. Hey, man, I didn't mean to cut you off. But, fellas, are y'all ready to ask some questions?
Oh, man, big time. Definitely.
Okay. All right, I got another guest on the line. I recognize his phone number, man, but I'm going to go ahead and let this female go ahead and introduce herself. Caller, you on the line? Caller, you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Happy holiday, fellas.
Oh,
happy
right,
holiday,
all right,
too.
All right.
Well, did you have a question, or did you just want to just elaborate on the topic, or, you know, just kind of speak your mind, sweetie?
coming from a female, actually, I'm not the female that messed with someone else's guy, but I think that females, when they do that type of stuff, that they have low self-esteem a little bit. But you as fellas, I want to know, why do you guys seek out, why do you mess with other people? Why you guys are not faithful, though? Not you and your sister.
Well, first and foremost, let's clear one thing up. We are all human, so I can't put it upon one gender or the next and say, why do all guys cheat? Because just in the same breath as the air, I can say, for every guy that cheats, there's a woman that cheats as well. See, a woman is a lot smoother in her endeavors when she goes out to cheat. Trust me and believe me, a woman can have Junebug paying the light bill, Lil Keith in there paying the car note, the other dude, he paying the car note insurance, and the other guy, he paying the rent, and this one guy, he getting the cat, and he ain't even paid anything. All these guys don't know about each other. None of them know about each other because she's so smooth with her, the way she does things. She's calculated. See, guys get caught up a lot because we're not calculating. That's the only difference between a man and a woman. When you wake up one day, you see your woman staring at you. She looking at you. She thinking when you not thinking. So the only difference between a man and a woman is that a woman is constantly thinking. A man, he only thinks for the moment. See, a man will go and he'll fuck the girl next door. It won't mean nothing to him. It is what it is. That's all it is. But he didn't think about the distance that his girl just may catch him, or the neighbor may just come up. Well, I seen Junebug coming out of Cassandra's crib the other day. What was he doing? I know he's not a plumber, but he has some pipe wrenches in his hand. All along, he didn't get caught up. So it's no difference between a man and a woman cheating, because they both cheat. A cheater is a cheater. Why do people cheat is the question to the band. And the reason why people cheat is because of their own greed. We could talk about a lot of things, but the truth of the matter is greed is what drives a person. Not comfortable in having and seeing the value in what they have. They want more. And that is what the plain fact of the matter is because of greed, the choices that we make. That's why people, men and women, cheat.
And to elaborate on that, for men and women, for some strange reason, the grass always looks greener on the other side until they get on the other side and find out, what the fuck, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? But then a lot of times, because women, the way how women are, it's too late to come back to them. And some men are the same. It's like they give. And this individual just keeps on cheating, because he or she thinks that the grass always looks greener. And a lot of times, 90% of the times, it isn't. You know, it just isn't. And when you get tired of being cheated on, you know, by somebody you give your all to, enough is enough. And then it becomes self-love. You know what I'm saying? You have to love yourself. You first and foremost, before you can love anybody or anyone else, or any other people, you gotta start loving yourself, and that's one way to eliminate all that madness.
Another way to eliminate that is actually taking the real time out to get to know the individual. You know,
right.
Understanding. Hey, you know, what is your favorite color? You know, you'd be surprised. The average couple is walking around here, and I'm talking about married couple. And they don't even know what the other person's favorite color is, or what their favorite meal is. Taking that initial time.
That is so true.
Go
ahead. Go ahead, Elby.
Time is so important in relationships that we really don't understand. And we as humans don't understand the characteristic of time anyway. We always... myself, as you know, I can laugh and joke and this, that, and the other, but the truth of the matter is we do not understand time. Time can be taken away from you just like that. or we don't understand it because we take time for granted. So that's the reason, another reason why we go out here and cheat, because we always feel that we have time. Oh, I have time to do this. I have enough time to go and do that. But the truth of the matter is, you just might not have that time. That value time that you could have been spending with someone special, you went and spent it with Kiki. And Kiki spent her time with Jamal. So it's a one big circle.
Right.
Everybody chasing each other.
Right, right, right.
And ain't nobody
right.
spent no quality time.
Right.
Go ahead.
I want to hear from this woman on the phone, since she would call us men out. You know, I want to hear from this woman on the phone.
Nothing. You misinterpreted. Calling you out. I said, I'm a woman. I don't cheat. I don't mess with anybody else's man. So I think when females and men mess around with someone else, I feel that it's a thing of low self-esteem. You said it's a thing of greed. I said it's low self-esteem. Me personally.
I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead. You saying something about self-esteem. Can you elaborate a little bit more about that? Why do you say self-esteem?
Why do I say
I'm going to take it from Cat Williams. It's called self-esteem. It's not called the other person's esteem. It's self-esteem. So I have nothing to do with your shortcomings. At the end of the day, you can't really call it self-esteem, because you have to have a lot of courage. You have to have a lot of guts to go out here to have somebody to cheat on them, and to consider not just that you may get a disease. We're not even going to tap on that subject. Just the point of that you may get caught up. You may get your house burned down. You may get your windows busted out. You may get your tires slashed. You may come outside, your car be leaning like a motherfucker, because of the simple reason why you had enough courage to go out here and cheat on this person.
So are you saying that the cheater is going to be the one, the main chick is going to bust the windows, or are you talking about the dip or the sidekick? I'm trying to.
Man, listen. The truth of the matter is, they all are hurt. The dip, the sidekick, and the main, they all hurt, because they won. Then how did he get all three? They all are hurt. They all fucked up. And then look at each other. You cheated on me for her, and the other one looking back at her like, "Bitch, who is you? You cheated on me for her."
Wait, man, you gotta. I know it's a mature show, man. We gotta keep it look clean, man.
Oh, my fault. I apologize.
That's okay.
They stand back. They looking at each other like, "Well, your bottom lip is hanging. Well, your eyes cock-eyed, but the cock-eyed girl got a big booty. So that's all he's seen at the time." So. It is what it is. The truth of the matter is, with a man, it's sight and sound. It sound good, it look good, just might be good. A woman is totally different. She cheat on her man, but she cheats on her man, and she's looking for that love, that person to come through and, you know, oh, he went and bought me a Louis Vuitton bag, and, oh, he opened my door. You know,
or even to piggyback on that, there'll be even just attention. A lot of women would fall in love with a guy even if she knows that a guy has three or four other women, just because that person shows her a little bit of attention, something that she's not getting home. And the same thing with the male. You know, if a male finds that he is not getting enough attention from his female or his significant other, he will look for attention from someone else. You know, so it's a catch-22 situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this question here, then. All right, then how could you consider a good man if they are labeled soft, too nice, or safety net? So what does that mean? Don't that mean that the man is he doing a good job? You know, what are those terms of soft? Is he weak? You know what I'm saying? Is he too nice? Is he just always apologizing all the time? Is he the safety net? What? Like, you can always ask for him for anything? What is it?
Well, from a woman's aspect, I've heard that before, but I don't feel that a man is soft because they're expressing how they love you or how they care. I don't feel that that's soft. That's them. They're showing that person how much they care. So that part, I mean, I've heard females say that. That part I don't agree with, because that's just like with someone saying, I'm not going to sweat somebody. If you love and care about somebody, that shouldn't even be labeled as sweating. You're showing that person how much you care.
Exactly. I agree with you on that one. I agree with you. Time is of the essence. You're moving too fast. Well, how fast you want me to move, ma? Is there a time limit on this relationship? I just may die tomorrow. Please tell me. I just want to know this. We're moving too fast. Well, if I'm moving too fast, somebody else gonna come along and get you. So
hey.
Now, where we at?
Exactly. You're right in that tip, LB. It's like, when I never understood that terminology, you're moving too fast. It's like, how slow do you want me to go? And if I move any slower, somebody else might just snatch me up because they notice that you're not paying me the attention I want, and I might just go with that person. So you will end up being the loser.
Mingus, I'm going to tell you a true story forever in a day, and it hurt my heart. And I judge a woman by her character, how she accepts the smallest things. I don't jump out the window when I buy big things for women anymore. I give them real small, minute things. I traveled when I was young. I was like 17 years old. I traveled from Maywood all the way to 79th and Exchange, way on the southeast side, to give a girl a dozen of roses. And when I walked to the door, rang the doorbell, that girl looked at me square in my face and told me, these are nice, but I would have rather had some gym shoes or something.
Wait.
She didn't consider the distance. She didn't consider the money. That's $50. But she wanted some $100 gym shoes instead. She didn't consider that it was just a thought that counts. She ain't never received roses within the past 10 years of her life, besides that her graduation for 8th grade. And now all of a sudden, you know what, I would rather have had some gym shoes.
Okay, wait, stop, man, because I don't want you to, you know, because we ain't got that much time, right? Okay, look, man, so I'm going to ask you this question then, LB. Did you consider yourself soft, too nice, or a safety net in that relationship?
I was soft. When I did that, I was soft.
Okay.
I was I don't mean disrespect. I was borderline sissy right there. He would have bought me some flowers. He would have flowers, girl.
Why do you feel you were soft?
I would say that's
too nice, Shelby. I would say that's too nice. Because
why
if
that
he did
nice,
not,
though? That's why he felt he wanted to show. He wanted to take her some roses and thought that she would accept that, and that the littlest things would be the most important things. That outweigh the money. That outweigh everything.
Exactly. But in her eyes, that was, she couldn't deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
But that still don't make him soft, though. That makes him, he was, that's what he felt at the time.
I should have put
a rose petal on a pair of L1s. She probably would have been like that one.
Probably.
So from the female point of view, you basically saying that was a good thing that you have done, and you shouldn't feel that way. But from the male point of view, they feel like, man, Joe,
they feel like they're a sucker, but you're not a sucker, though. You're doing, if that's what, when stuff is placed on your heart, God placed it on your heart, sometimes our pride takes us, and we don't do what we actually, our heart desires to do because of our pride.
You know
but
why?
That's what your heart desired to do, and that's what you did. She didn't accept
you know
it
why? You know why? You know why women make those decisions? because I grew up with my my mother and father were in the household together, but I was 75% of my adolescent life was around my mother and sister. And my mother used to instill in my sister, listen here, look for a man that's going to be able to provide for you. Look for a man that's going to be able to do this, that, and the other. Roses were not providing. That was not provided. So when a woman goes out here and she starts to scout out men, she's looking for the guy with the money. And she didn't think about the guy, how he got the money. She just wanted the guy with the money.
Mm-hmm.
She wants the roughneck, the guy that's going to say, sit down, shut up.
Me personally, from a woman's aspect, I would rather be poor in love and us happy than to have all the money in the world and be miserable. Because
okay,
I'm still not happy, though. I have everything I want, but I'm not happy.
Hey, that sounds very good for Disney World, but ask all them basketball wives why they got a basketball player.
Hey, I say for me.
Right.
As you said, that's the mentality that they have. But when you have a mentality, when you want to be loved the way that you love, then it's different.
Okay, wait before you guys get into a little boxing match. Let's just do it like this.
No. I'm gonna give them one better. This is honestly the truth. You know as well as I know, I had the zen. I had that dust over me. When I walked out there and I was hosting those shows, I had the dust over me. Everybody went, hey, Elvin, how you doing? Oh, you're so funny, Elvin. They see me on the street, pass me by, they don't even see me. Ooh, who is that? Ooh, look at his nose. He got a big nose. But when I was on the stage, oh, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was the next best thing. When I pulled up in that drop-top Jag, everybody, the woman, wanted to talk to me. You know that as well as I know. I just drove a Porsche. I just drove a Porsche. Last weekend, I had the Porsche. I'm driving a four-door Porsche. I never drove one a day in my life. I'm driving a four-door Porsche. Every female that I pass by at the stop sign wanted to get a number. Hey, how can I be with you? Because they see stability.
That's why I said the mentality. That's their mentality.
Okay, look.
And,
we ain't got too much time. Go ahead, LB. Go ahead,
because
you can say something real quick.
And to you, my sister, if that's what you're about, God bless you. You're one in a million.
Yes, indeed.
Real
yes,
talk.
Indeed.
You're one in a million.
Yes,
and whatever a guy get a hold of you is a very lucky guy because there are
far
women like you.
When a guy get a hold of her, he go dog her.
Hey, so would she be considered a safety net soul or she would be considered a good woman?
She would be a good woman. She would be an incredible woman, you know.
Okay,
and lucky is the man who gets you, sister.
Hey, but lucky is the man who gets you, but if he don't value you, sister, I'm telling you right now, he going to dog you. First thing, he going to come in and say, what's your FICO score looking like? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, look, before you even finish, man. Hey, look, man, LB, Meekus, hey, man, we're going to have to continue this next week. Caller, did you want to introduce yourself? Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate the love of everything we got going on, man. But until then, we're gonna try to do a part two on this or something for next week, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
definitely.
Right. You all have a blessed holiday.
All right.
Thank you. All right, man. Just in the meantime, what I'm gonna say is, man, thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing the love, man. And always keep God first, man. Everybody have a safe holiday. Merry Christmas. You got to understand what Christmas is all about now. You know, Christmas ain't about getting that Christmas tree and just putting it up and decorating it. It's about Christ's day, God's day. So on another note, everybody keep the faith. We're going to be right back here tuning in next week, Saturday, and we're going to have some more fun. Man, y'all rock my socks off with that topic, y'all. Until then, I'll holla. Peace.
Dennis Lies. Let's go.